This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. is on the verge of losing many locally owned small businesses. Baby boomers are retiring. Boomers hold about 45% of the country's privately owned businesses that employ people, and the people born in the years after World War II are leaving. That's according to an analysis coming out today of census data by a nonprofit called Project Equity. KQED's Sam Harnett brings us the story of a scrappy company in Berkeley, California, pursuing an alternative.
Yeah. There's some good sounds.
Old junk draws all kinds of people to reclaim trash company Urban Ore.
My name is Chicken John from the San Francisco Institute of Possibility.
Cool. And then I can refer you to Chicken John, spelled just like a chicken and like John. J-O-H-N.
Pretty much. Chicken John Rinaldi, like others, comes to buy appliances, furniture, scrap metal. Urban Ore has diverted tons and tons of garbage from the dump. That's thanks to owners Dan Knapp and his wife Mary Lou Van Deventer. For 36 years, they found a way to turn a profit from garbage. And today, their three-acre warehouse in Berkeley is a real estate gold mine.
You know, we bought it at $3 million. It's worth three times that now.
Both our lawyer and our banker have advised us, sell the property, take the money. And we say, but, you know, we spent our lives building the business.
The couple says its employees are the only ones who know how to keep this business running. Max Wexler is the Ore's assistant manager, and he'd be excited to take over from the couple.
They're such valuable resources. So I'm standing on the shoulders of giants here.
Most people aren't aware that employee ownership is an option, that they've got a potential buyer right there under their nose.
Allison Lingane co-founded Project Equity, a nonprofit that helps employees buy out businesses like Urban Ore. She hopes other companies owned by baby boomers will follow its lead.
Are we going to sit back and let those businesses either quietly go away or be consolidated, bought by out-of-area buyers, and have wealth be more concentrated?
Project Equity gets a percentage of the sale for helping companies transfer the business to employees. Van Deventer says she actually can't wait to hand the business over.
When you've been in the business this long and you've seen so much flow past your eyes every single day, you lose your lust to own and possess.
Right now, Van Deventer and her husband are in the process of preparing to sell the business to their 38 employees. In Berkeley, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.